My name is Mary Jo Bohl, and I am an artist. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I reside in Columbus, Ohio. And my main mediums are sculpture, book arts, and drawing. I knew this piece was going to be very expensive because it needed to have a kind of scale and presence. And just from pricing out small bronze castings within Ohio, I thought, oy, oy, oy. And Eddie Dominguez suggested this, this fellow grad student, a wonderful artist, suggested looking into this vocational high school that was teaching bronze casting in Tucumcari, New Mexico, in an old furniture store. And I ended up working there for a year and a half to make the piece. And it was fairly brutal. I would often find friends that were bartenders, and we would, the two of us, one person would sleep in the back of my truck and the other person would drive. And it was 21 hours door to door to Tucumcari. And I think I made about 20 trips to make the piece. I'd commute, I'd teach, get done teaching, get in the truck, drive 21 hours, and have had a good sleep, at least for part of it, and then start working. When the piece was finally done and the Wexner Center brought their semi to carry the piece back to Columbus for my show, they had the students and the people that ran the foundry had a little party for me and for the piece, and they all invited me to get up on a ladder and look inside, and the students had welded some of their sculptures to the inside. So I know, I'm trying to remember, I should have looked into it before I gave the piece here, but I know there's a skull from a guy named Angel, and Lance Latham, who was a real cowboy character, he'd open his car door and beer cans would fall out. He put a Bronco rider on the inside.